Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sometimes we need to talk to you to get the pulse. And as we've been discussing our Falcons and all the things that have been going on, all right, what's your frustration level? Mike and I have gone back and forth. Some things we agree on, some things we don't. Most things we do when it comes to how to improve this team, maybe we differ in ideas, but at the end of the day, we're just like you. And so, Mike, as we have been probably at an 8, maybe higher, I don't know, especially at the end of the season, I've come across, some people say, hey, Dukes and Bell, it's not as bad as you guys think it is. We're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Okay, I want to hear some of you say that. Rather than the 12 that right. We just got and the, what was it, an 8 or 9?
You asked how frustrated you are.
Yeah, 1 to 10, and what did he say? Was it the
10,
last call?
In other words, 10, you're a race car in the red. One guy was 12 and one guy was 8.
Okay.
So we're averaged out to 10.
All right.
Again, if we're going to be purely scientific, through 2 phone calls.
All right. Let's talk to Susan. Susan in Atlanta, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Susan, what is your frustration level, if you have any, with the Falcons, and why?
Well, I can't say that it's less than a 10,
okay.
That's for sure.
Okay.
I'm 60 years old. I've been watching the Falcons my whole life, and they just are disastrous. And, if it wasn't the idiot that owned the team before, now it's the narcissist Arthur Blank, I'm sick of it. It's the leadership, and, we have a disastrous season, and who do they fire? They fire the defensive coordinator that did the most with the least. And the offense is not that great. I would have fired the offensive coordinator. Fire them all.
Susan, you would have cleaned house, huh, Susan?
You think I'm hard?
Well, yeah.
Susan, listen, we appreciate you. Stay in there, okay? We get it. We fuss about this team, and we always say we don't quit. I get it. You've been watching them a long time, but that this is what we need to know, Mike. We need to know, outside of you and I, okay, where is this thing? Because we think you feel like we do, but we're not sure. So we're asking
you. We're taking the temperature in the room, as we like to say in the business.
We're asking you. Let's talk to Wayne in Decatur, where it's greater. Wayne, welcome in. What's your frustration level? 1 to 10.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Like Susan before, I've been watching the Falcons since I was 11 years old, 1977. That's when I first started watching them. And I can count on one hand how many top 10, top 15 defenses we've had. We annually finish in the 20s in all the major statistical categories that you need to do well in if you want to thrive as a defense. Which brings me to not just Terry, the general manager before Dimitrov.
Yeah.
And you can go back. We hadn't had a top 10 defense since only two. Since 98 and 2017. Right. It's frustrating as a fan when you watch your defensive backs look like they work for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. It's terrible. We have the only defensive end that we had, and we got to get him via trade, was John Abraham. But let's not forget this, too. Where's the home field advantage? When have we went 6-2 at home?
Yeah.
We lost at least 5 games at home. There is no ability to get an edge for our defense because we lack defensive players and or the foresight to choose the correct defensive end. And let me get off here by leaving you guys with this. We do not need a defensive end that like the slow drag with offensive tackles and a telephone booth. We need a first step. A guy that puts pressure on the tackle. But I love you guys, man. Have a great day.
Wayne, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
he was there when Claude Humphrey was prowling the in the backfield getting quarterbacks on the ground. The 77, those defenses when Bartkowski was here were some of the best defenses, but still couldn't get back-to-back winning seasons.
Yeah, and you always bring up the 17 defense because it goes ignored because we didn't get back to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But the defense was on point. It just was. I mean, we just kind of forget. It was better even in 17 than it was in 16.
Right. It was. That was the irony with that one is, you know, why can't the two come together? Why can't we play complementary football? That was the year that Sark, you know, and again, good offensive coordinator, but dealing with an offense he had not coached, Kyle Shanahan's offense. And that was, remember that the time you and I, the Eagles playoff game comes to mind, like, why are we going with Coleman? He never had that feel for when to roll with Coleman, when to roll with Freeman.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, amongst other things, it just never really hurt. But the defense, guys, you held the Rams and the Eagles to 29 points combined.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Thank you for your honesty, Wayne. And thank you, Susan. Love Susan. Because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter if you are a man or woman, old or not, depending on age. None of that matters. What all matters is we're all in this together. And this is why we're asking you, because as we go through this process of, hey, another offseason, we got to retool. We need this or that in the draft. What can we do in free agency? Frustration level,
right.
This meter that we're talking about, is part of the thing that dictates the conversation.
Where is Terry?
And that's something that we've got to ask all spring. He's got to get this right, Mike. I don't care if we got 4 picks. He better hit on every single one of them.
And by the way, I don't think Arthur's narcissistic. I mean, you know, he's got a positive self-image. But
he does.
I mean, I just think, if anything, sometimes loyal, sometimes to a fault. You know, we always talked about that when it came to some personnel moves over the years. But you also, you know, it's funny because in 2 years you get an MLS championship. I know it's apples to oranges. And the NFL is the hardest damn thing to win because we've seen that for a number of teams. Talk to Bills fans, okay?
It is.
But yeah, it does. But frustration does always start with the top.
Let me ask you this, and then we're going to grab Reese and Sam. And thank you guys for listening and calling in today. Jason Longshore is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk about Miggy returning, speaking of Atlanta United. You are willing to give the Atlanta Braves more leeway because they have won chips. You are not willing to give the Atlanta Falcons that leeway because we've been close and we've come up short.
Right.
And then they've made mistakes. And it's just, it's compiled upon each year after. But Mike, to your point about winning, you're giving Georgia a break because they've won chips recently. But even then, when it was, God bless his soul, Coach Dooley, you were still willing to give them breaks because you had one. The Falcons don't have any, and therefore you are not willing to give them any leeway when it comes to your frustration level.
Yeah.
And that is part of this.
Again, I know we've talked about it, but it's true. I mean, nothing would have redefined the city of Atlanta because, you know, there are Braves fans. Of course, there's tons of crossover. You're a Braves fan, you're a Falcon fan, but there's some Falcon fans that aren't Braves fans or some Georgia fans that aren't Falcon fans. But when the Falcons had won the Super Bowl, it just changes the entire trajectory of everything. Now, Kirby obviously got things right and went back-to-back and maybe, you know, and now Georgia's a perennial power after, you know, years they should have been.
They should have been.
But it's so, I mean, if you, again, that's why it's you hate to, you're talking like absolutes. But my God, if that final 4 minutes and 40 seconds doesn't define the Falcons, it just does. And until we get there, that's what people think of it. Outside of Atlanta, that's what we're known for.
Reese and McDonough, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your frustration level, 1 to 10, if you have it.
Hey, man.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm going to go with a 9, and the reason why I'm not going to match Susan with a 10 is because I kind of like our offense. I'm very curious about where we're going to go with the offense, so I think we're good there.
I agree.
But if we draft anything other than defense this year, I'm going to scream. So I got a comment, and then I got a trivia question that I'm really interested in.
Oh.
But my comment is, if we're fortunate enough to, say, get, you know, that young man out of Marshall that showed out this weekend in Senior Bowl or this week, and maybe someone like that, and we pair that up with Braylon Trice, who, if you look at it, he's kind of like our draft pick for this year because he missed all of last year.
Good point.
Isn't that a pretty decent start?
Yes. Yes, and then go get a corner. That's the thing. We got two picks because if you think about it, we don't have a third this year. We don't have a fifth. Now, we could make moves to try to accumulate a pick, you know, for next year. We're not going to get anything for Kirk Cousins, so that's not going to happen. But you're right. I mean, if you go edge rush and you go corner in the second, I mean, that's what you need right now. And he's talking about the guy that we were all talking about. Mike Green is the edge rusher from Marshall who is going viral with his display of just whooping Connerly from Oregon yesterday down to Mobile.
Yeah. And I think your premise is right.
I love Braylon Trice. Yeah. You know me. Nobody was more down. I was talking about getting the freaking jersey after practice. I'm talking about practice.
Well, after
and then we lost him in Miami in that first preseason.
After we talked to him, he had a presence about him. Now, again, does that translate? I don't know. But remember, it's not like he was losing out there in Washington, guys. He was one of the captains. He was a guy that was playing well in college, got a lot of reps, and he had a presence about him. And we like that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.